So we're just calling our neighbors to repentance today. The Bible says to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. We don't want our neighbors to be an enemy of God. The church systems are lying to you. They're not calling you out. They're not telling you to become a new creation by Christ's blood. They're telling you you can live in your sin. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Do not be deceived. The Bible says God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap in your life, neighbor. Are you sowing to the flesh? Are you sowing to the spirit? Are you sowing to truth? Are you sowing to righteousness? There is a narrow path to eternal life, but broad is the road to destruction. Jesus tells us in Matthew 7 that few there be that find it. We want our neighbors to know about the truth of God. We want our neighbors to know that they can find eternal life. We want our neighbors to know that Jesus did not die so that you could live a worldly life. Jesus died so you could come out of the world, though. You can't be of the world and claim him, ma'am. You can't walk after the pattern of the world and culture and fashion and pride and vanity. All of the pursuits of man are vain. Christ said it, everything that is not rooted of my Father will be uprooted. That's the church systems, Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, Mormon, Mennonite, whatever flavor that's man-made. If you're not rooted in the truth of God, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. What is the fruit that you're born of God? Let's talk about this. What's the fruit you're born of God? That you got baptized into some man-made religious system? No. That you sit in a church on Sunday for an hour? No. Has your life been totally transformed by the truth of God? Have you been made a new creation? Do you long and love for righteousness, truth, goodness, purity? What are you longing for, neighbor? What do you spend your time on? The Bible says to redeem the time because the days are evil. Look at America. America spends their time on a bunch of foolishness, a bunch of frivolity, a bunch of false fleshly ways. But Jesus said, go out into the world, preach the gospel. If Jesus comes back soon, and he will, he's going to judge America and the churches and the world as sinful and fallen and rebellious and stiff-necked like he did the nation of Israel. So it's just loving for us to stand in the street. We didn't even know this was Alzheimer's walk today. We came to gather to study the word, but we decided to stand out and hold up our gospel signs. We travel the country and preach Jesus Christ. We call people out of their church systems that are lying to you. The pastors and the priests don't tell you the cost. They don't tell you the narrow road. The pastors and priests don't tell you that Jesus didn't die so you could live like the culture. Christ died to set men free. Christ died so that you can become a new creation, washed in the blood of Calvary. It's a true word that Christ gave us. It is written. The scriptures say, without holiness, no one will see God. What is holiness? Holiness means to be set apart for God and his kingdom. But if you live like the world, you're not holy. If you follow man-made religion, you're not holy. If you love the things of the world, 1 John 2:15, it says the love of the Father is not in you. So God's timing is perfect. We didn't even know there was going to be an Alzheimer's walk. And we decided to come and stand out and hold gospel signs where we were meeting to warn you about the wrath of God that's coming. To tell you that Jesus didn't die so you could live your own life. Unless you're surrendered and under the will, the blood, and the love and the grace of God, having come out of the world, you have no hope, neighbor. Test yourself. Turn. The Bible calls repentance. Changing of your mind, metanoia. Change your mind. Change your ways. And be made new. The shed blood of Jesus Christ and His resurrection and repentance to Him. Coming out of the world in all of your sin and false ways. Be made a new creation. Be born from above unto holiness and obedience. And through that and endurance, you can find eternal life. Test yourself, neighbors. Don't trample the blood of Jesus Christ today. Glorify God with all your members and seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you.